USA News, I'm John Schaefer. A vote on the bill to suspend the nation's debt ceiling for 2 years and cut some government spending is going to be voted on the House floor tonight. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is hopeful some members of his party who don't think it cuts enough spending will come around.
What matters is going to become law. If I'm a member of Congress, I wouldn't want history to pass me by when I could do the biggest cut, when I could do...
The House Freedom Caucus is urging Republicans to vote no on the bill. The top Democrat in the House of Representatives says his party is united in supporting the debt ceiling bill that's coming up for a vote, even though some members are voting no on principle.
But I'm going to support the legislation that is on the floor, and that I support it without hesitation, reservation, or trepidation.
House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries also praised President Biden for holding the line in negotiations with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. A woman who accused Joe Biden of sexual assault is now moving to Russia. Tara Reid told Russian state media that she feels safe in their country and would seek Russian citizenship. Back in 2020, she accused Biden of sexually assaulting her on the campaign trail in 1993. Biden has denied those claims. Job openings in the U.S. are on the rise. New government data released today shows there were 10.1 million job openings in April. It's the first increase after three straight months of declines. Retail and healthcare led the number of increases in job vacancies. Be prepared. That's the word from President Biden today as we enter hurricane and wildfire season.
And last year, hurricanes and other extreme weather events here in the United States caused over $165 billion in damage.
He added wildfires have destroyed an area almost as large as the state of Maryland. He said money is coming to help the National Forest Service through his Investing in America agenda. This is USA News.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
One person is dead after an explosion at a power plant in Franklin, Texas. Officials with the Oak Grove power plant said a boiler exploded this morning. The victim was found with critical injuries, then later died. Franklin, about 2 hours from Houston. The planned demolition of an Iowa apartment building has been put on hold.
The decision comes as five people remain unaccounted for following the partial collapse on Sunday. That came after officials previously said they didn't believe there were any unaccounted residents still in the building.
We understand that this is an unthinkable situation, especially for the families that are involved and impacted by this event.
Davenport Mayor Mike Mattson said two of the five unaccounted people are believed to be in the building still. A ninth survivor was found on the fourth floor of the building in Davenport on Monday. I'm Skip Kelly.
Two of the laws passed in Oklahoma restricting abortions have been ruled unconstitutional by that state's Supreme Court. The High Court ruled against the bills, which would have prohibited doctors from performing abortions at any point in a pregnancy and would have allowed doctors to be sued for performing abortions after a heartbeat is detected. In making its ruling, the court said women have an inherent right to terminate their pregnancy if their life is in danger. The Atlantic hurricane season begins tomorrow. 12 to 17 named storms are being forecast by the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. 5 to 9 of those are expected to become hurricanes. The hurricane season lasts until the end of November. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.